You've probably heard that hands can tell a lot about a person. Hands often reveal age better than faces. Professional photographers claim that they can predict a couple's stability before a wedding just by looking at the twosome's hands. And we all know that idle hands are you-know-who's playthings. So why the devil does Illinois literally keep politicians' hands out of the statewide voter's guide? You know, the voter's guide. The handy internet-based guide to an election created by the Illinois State Board of Elections. The guide collects politicians' campaign statements and photographs and publishes them on the internet. If you haven't heard about it, many national politicians apparently suspected that would be the case. Quite a few candidates for high office seem to be running on the description not available and no photo submitted platform. But maybe that's also because of the strict no hands in the photo policy handed down by the Illinois legislature. Yep, 3 years ago, Illinois lawmakers began to stamp out the rampant problem of politician hands in campaign photographs. Put another way, there's an Illinois hand ban. Here's what the law says. The photograph submitted by the candidate shall be a conventional photograph with a plain background and show only the face or the head, neck, and shoulders of the candidate. And just to make things perfectly clear for those politicians who would otherwise dare to reveal more, that language is followed by this blatant guidance. The photograph shall not show the candidate's hands or anything in the candidate's hands. Now, this being Illinois, one might imagine that the digital photography policy is meant to avoid the unsightly image of a politician's hand outstretched or stuffed with something prohibited by a different rule. But to be fair, there seems to be more at work. In fact, the no-hands policy isn't the only restriction on candidates. The superbly titled Candidate Statements and Photographs in Internet Guide Law also mandates that politicians who include campaign statements not mention their opponents by name and not include language that may not be legally sent through the mail. That latter section might be intended as a prohibition against obscene political appeals, lest Illinois' own Hugh Hefner throw his stovepipe hat into the ring someday in a last-ditch effort to impress the twins. And there's more. The candidate must also be pictured in a street clothes ensemble, or at least something unofficial-looking, and the head must be bare. The photograph, the law continues, shall not show the candidate wearing a judicial robe, a hat, or a military, police, or fraternal uniform, or include any uniform or insignia identifying those sorts of organizations. It's enough to make one want to go the no-photo-submitted route. Deeply curious about the power of law, I decided to check how things are going with the Internet Guide and its legislative mandates, what with this year boasting a presidential election and all. Imagine my surprise to see there, smiling out at me, along with staid, vaguely unsightly, clavicle-high photos of other candidates, a photograph of Barack Obama, waist-high, with hands partially visible. Yes, hands. One hand is tucked into an elbow, only barely there. But the other, I could count four fingers on that second hand without squinting. One wonders why this and Joe Biden's brazen bunting-backed photograph haven't taken center stage in a negative campaign ad. But maybe, just maybe, it's because the candidates don't know about the no hands in campaign photographs law and would never think to look for such restrictions. I wish I could ask the candidates themselves for a show of hands regarding all this, but you know. Besides, that's what Senator Obama's hand placement says to me. He didn't know about the law. And you can tell a lot about people just by looking at their hands. I'm Amy Guida.